May 8, 1900. Canvassing. Ellen G. White. Many of our young ministers, if truly converted, would do much good by entering the canvassing field. They would there obtain an experience in faith. Their knowledge of the Scriptures would greatly increase, because, as they impart to others the light given them, they would receive more to impart. Let them enter the canvassing field and see what they can do in the way of producing. By meeting people and presenting to them our publications, they will gain an experience which they could not gain by simply preaching. As they go from house to house, they can converse with those whom they meet, carrying with them the fragrance of Christ's life. It is the canvasser's duty to cultivate the talents God has given him, to maintain his connection with God, to help always where he can. He has positive and constant need of the angelic administration, for he has an important work to do, a work that he cannot do in his own strength. In his work, the canvasser will be brought in contact with those who are feeble in health, who need the light on health reform, and with those who are dissatisfied with their religious experience, who are longing for something which they have not. To these he is to open the word of truth, rightly interpreting its meaning. For we are not as many who corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. By doing this work, the converted, consecrated canvasser is sowing the seeds of truth. This work must be done without delay, for we have a short time in which to work. Everything that can be done to reach the people must be done. Speak to them in the way that will win their confidence. Pray for the sick. Ask the Lord to restore and heal suffering humanity. He has declared, "These signs shall follow them that believe."